Take off your pants! Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants.
Oh, hey, money-making unicorn. To come as no surprise that when you feel better, you do better, right? When you're optimizing your sleep, your nutrition, your workout habits, and your energetic levels, of course you make better decisions in your business. Of course you make more money. And of course you're attractive as fuck because everyone loves that sweet ass. Buckle up, bitches. I got your 7 minutes to slay today. And it's all about optimizing your health to increase your motherfucking wealth. Okay. Self-assessment coming in hot. And honesty is key here, guys. It's just you and me, right? We can be honest. We don't have to go to the doctor and they ask you, they're like, how many drinks did you have this week? And you lie straight through your teeth and you're like, two. We know that was a lie back then, right? The truth is, you've got to be honest with yourself because if we want to alleviate constraints, we get to fucking identify constraints. So, how are you sleeping? Facts, right? Okay, we really need to look at the facts here. Not just how many hours are you sleeping, but how rested do you actually feel? All right, like optimize yourself here, like scale of 1 to 10. Give yourself some starting numbers. Sleep is an incredibly important part of your entrepreneurial journey because when you're sleeping, this is when your subconscious is working through all that money mindset shit you did today. This is when your subconscious is getting on board and unpacking and increasing your comprehension levels of all those modules that you watched today, right? So if you're not sleeping, you are fucking yourself. I promise you. This is one of the biggest things in entrepreneurial land. People come to me all the time. They're like, but Nicole, I'm a night owl. The fuck you are. Circadian rhythm is a thing. Go the fuck to bed. Really getting between 6 at the very, very minimum and 9 hours of good rested sleep can absolutely change your entire motherfucking life and help you to make more money because it will increase those comprehension and retention levels and it will help you to make better decisions and it will help you with your subconscious rewiring, particularly when it comes to money mindset. Go the fuck to bed. This is incredibly important. So self-assess. Could you improve in your sleep habits? Is that something that you could level up in? Probably. Now let's talk about food. What the fuck are you eating? Are you living off mac and cheese? Are you living off ramen? Do you eat fast food 4 days a fucking week? Are you guzzling soda? Are you drinking caffeine as if the world is going to end tomorrow? Listen, guys, we got to get this shit in check, okay? Nutrition is a big part of the fucking game because, of course, that's what you're feeding your body and your brain. So if you're eating shit food, well, you're probably having a hard time regulating your nervous system. If you don't eat, this was me, right? As I used to be that kind of person where I just wouldn't eat. Like I would forget. I would be busy, right? And I just would maybe scarf down some food late at night before I went to bed and say, oh, good enough, right? It's not. You've got to really optimize. You got to eat some really quality, high protein fucking kind of food that makes you actually feel good. Eat your goddamn vegetables, eat your fruit and stop guzzling the caffeine. I'm telling you right now, I have all of my people in my premium programs. I say, get off the fucking caffeine. It's one of the worst things that you can do as an entrepreneur is fucking get yourself into a heightened energetic state like that, that's synthetic, and put it into your body and then come to me complaining and be like, I have anxiety. How much coffee did you drink today, Becky? How many times did you go to Starbucks this week? Lay off the fucking caffeine. It's not good for you. I don't care what anybody says. Okay. My clients get such better results when they stop drinking caffeine because they actually start actually getting real rest, but also their appetite, their healthy appetite returns and they start eating at a higher caliber. So this is something you've really got to look at, right? Get that nutrition in there. Make sure that you're getting your vitamins today, right? Go out in the motherfucking sun, get that vitamin D, get the other vitamin D too, because that one's also important. Your sexual chemistry, your fucking hormones, all that shit needs to be dialed in. You've got to optimize that stuff to help you to get the highest and best results in the health and wealth game, okay? Now, let's also talk about your exercise routine and that regimen, because this tends to be something where we're one extreme or the other, where we're sitting in front of a desk, right? You don't work in a 9-to-5 anymore. You don't work at the DMV. You don't have to be desk ridden. Get up right now as I'm recording this podcast. Guess what I'm doing? I'm walking. I'm moving my fucking body, right? You cannot just be in a sedentary lifestyle and expect that your brain is creating the highest and best environment for your body. Get the fuck up. Go the fuck outside. You do not have to be glued to your computer 24/7. In fact, most of your entrepreneurial nonsense, you can do from your phone and you should. The more that you can do from your phone when you're actually out enjoying your empire, I promise you that quality of life is going to increase. That fulfillment is going to expand. And remember, success is just a fucking symptom of that fulfillment. So get off the computer. Get out of your seat. Move your motherfucking ass. Getting up and moving is really important. Now, also, I know some of you guys are adrenaline junkies, right? Kind of goes hand in hand with that entrepreneurial game. Are you resting? Because this doesn't mean do cardio fucking 90 hours a fucking week, okay? It really is allowing you to, yes, move your body, but do so in a way that is healthy and allowing you to rest and not consistently depleting your adrenals, okay? So we've got to have a nice, good balance, right, of that kind of movement in your body, but we're not doing it to the point of failure. We're not doing it to the point where we're so fucking exhausted that we can't make any good decisions in our business, right? So yes, we want that nice, really good balance of exercise. Now, let's also get into this one nitty-gritty thing that people don't like to fucking do when I tell you to do this, but it's your energy levels. Guys, one of the best things that you can do for your business is track your energy levels. You track all sorts of shit in your business. You look at your Stripe account every day. You look at your email open rates. You look at your click-through rates, right? You're looking at how many people joined your fucking Facebook group today. You've got to look at your own energy levels. I promise you, this is one of the biggest hacks in the entrepreneurial game. Okay, wake up every single morning and ask yourself, scale of 1 to 10, how do I feel today? What's my energy level? And I want to remind you that 1 is not bad and 10 is not good. This is just how much energy we have available. And then I want you to ask yourself, what's one word for how I feel about that energy level, right? So you might be a sassy 6, right? Or a sleepy 5, but you need to write that down and then track it. 90 days, guys, I'm telling you, 90 days and you will see the pattern. You will start to see how your energy levels ebb and flow and how that correlates with the fucking moon cycles and your cycle. You'll start to see yourself in a completely different way. And this is fucking clutch when it comes to planning out your marketing calendar, okay? When you start to know your energetic cycles, you can actually align with this. So then you don't feel fucking exhausted because you're paying attention, because you're correlating your marketing with how you naturally behave. That is the fucking key to creating that long-lasting sustainability and longevity in your business. It's not burning fucking both ends of the candle at the same time. It's really honoring those energy levels, but you can't honor them if you don't know what the fuck they are. So start tracking them today. This is going to help you to start creating more transformational energy. And you guys know that transformational energy is attractive as fuck. You know that, right? That's what calls clients in. When you change your energetic state, this allows people to turn their heads. They start paying attention to you. And that doesn't have to be like, oh, I got more clients today, right? It can also just be, I got more sleep today. Right? When you start prioritizing yourself and your energy and you start optimizing, people notice it, right? They call it a motherfucking glow up. Well, when you glow up, clients start showing up. And here's the thing. You can be using Content That Crushes. You guys know this, right? My 5 algorithm hacking pieces of content, the one that I use to close 10 high ticket clients in my first 6 weeks. You can use Content That Crushes to not only talk about your business, but to talk about you, because bitch, you are your business, right? So when you use Content That Crushes to really showcase these kinds of transformations that you're making in your glow up, you're going to attract other people who want change. I don't care what it is the fuck you sell. At the core, it is change. It is taking people from point A to point B. So you being in transformational energy, i.e. optimizing yourself, is going to attract more people. It's going to turn more heads. And people like to be around people who are really being healthy and improving their lives, right? Don't you want to buy from a coach or a service provider that's fucking leveling the fuck up? Of course you motherfucking do. Don't you want to buy from someone who's creating fulfillment in their life, who's getting good sleep, eating good food, doing good shit with their lives? Of course you do. Well, your audience is the same. They don't want to buy from someone who's sick and miserable and laying in bed all day and living a sedentary lifestyle glued to the motherfucking computer. They want to buy from someone who has the life that they desire. And that's that piece of like tying together that health and wealth. We want to buy from people who are kicking ass and taking names and not just in one area of their life. We want to see that health, wealth, and relationship expanding from them. And the more you put that trifecta together, the more attractive you become and the more motherfucking money you make. I'm going to leave the link to Content That Crushes so that you can use this strategy as you're leveling up your health to also be calling in more people who want that transformational energy. All right, guys, you know the motherfucking drill. Get out there and do all of the money making you unicorn things, and we will catch you in the next episode.
For more trouble, go to realunicornsdontwearpants.com. Hit that subscribe button, and remember, #fuckpants.